yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Williams. Today we're going to be talking about all you need to know about hormones, as in testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, thyroid, cortisol, and the cuddle hormone, oxytocin. You know, I do a lot of hormones in my office, and we do it because hormones are essential for your life. You know, as we grow older, most of our hormones decrease. And as they decrease, our body's function decrease. Testosterone is required by both men and women. You know, 3-4 years ago, 70% of our patients in our clinic on testosterone were men and 30% were women. Now, 75% of our patients are women on testosterone and 25% are men. And the reason why is because testosterone works the same way in men as in women. But there's one difference. In women, women do better. They feel better. They're pleasanter. I have a patient in Houston. He tells me, "Hey, Doc, I can tell you the day my wife runs out of her testosterone because she gets pellets. And the pellets normally last 3 to 4 months. He said, I can tell you the day she runs out. You know why? Because when she runs out of testosterone, she loses that pleasant attitude. She gets more grumpy and miserable. And what ends up happening as the kids and the people around her says, hey, mom, you know that little shot you get? It's time for you to get another shot because you're getting mean and you're getting miserable. And you'll find that for women, when they run out of the pellets, everyone knows. And when they get back on their pellets, they feel so much better. And the whole family is better. But one thing I always tell couples when they come in for pellets, that no matter what, the man is going to be running from the woman because she can tolerate the pellets a lot more and he just cannot keep up with her because that's just the way it is. He can't keep up with her. She can do it all the time and he cannot. But testosterone is not just about sex and sex drive. See, testosterone builds muscles. And do you know the biggest muscle in your body is your heart? If you're going to take a car and make it into a sports car, what's the first thing you do? You would replace the engine with a stronger, faster engine. That's what you do, right? Well, what do you notice about people when they start exercising and building muscle? You notice the veins get bigger. The veins get bigger because the muscle requires more raw material. You see, you can't build muscle without more raw materials. Well, the veins get bigger because the raw materials has to get to the muscles quicker. And how does the raw materials get to the muscle? The heart has to pump the blood, which carries the raw materials to your muscles. So before you can build muscle, you got to replace your engine or make your engine stronger. And your engine is your heart. So, before you build muscle, you make your heart muscle stronger. So when you're 20 years old and your testosterone level is high, your heart is like a Maserati. It's like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when heart beats, the blood goes boom, boom, boom. That's where the blood goes when heart beats when you're 20. When you're 60 and your testosterone is low, your heart becomes like a Volvo pulling an 18-wheeler. And when the heart beats, the blood goes, psh, psh, psh. What testosterone does for men and women is, number one, it strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, it improves your blood pressure. Number three, it protects you from heart disease. Okay? And we're talking about natural testosterone, not synthetic. So on the heart, testosterone, number one, improves, makes your heart muscle stronger, improves your blood pressure, protects you from heart disease. The second organ that testosterone affects is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, improves your cognitive function. Number three, decreases your stress. Number four, helps you sleep better at night. Number five, protects you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. That's what it does for your brain. Now, when you're 20 and you fall, you jump up. When you're 60 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, guess what? Testosterone strengthens your muscles and strengthens your bones. Now, you know at 3 o'clock when you run out of energy? Guess what? When your testosterone is optimized, testosterone converts the inactive thyroid into active thyroid, which gives you more energy. So testosterone increases your energy by improving your thyroid function. Testosterone decreases belly fat. Testosterone also improves libido and sex drive. And for women, it helps with vaginal lubrication. That's what testosterone does for men and women. Now, is there any of this that you don't want? So guys, get your testosterone measured. Come see us. We will optimize your testosterone for you because it's one of the most important things you can do for your body. If you want to stay young and healthy, you need to optimize your testosterone. Now, I want you to understand something. For men, a normal testosterone level is 350 to 1200 by most labs. All right? Now, optimal testosterone is 900 to 1200. So if you're not in that zone, you probably need to be optimized. Women, optimal testosterone is 120 to 140. If you're not there, you need to be optimized. Now, that's testosterone. Estrogen and progesterone, what do they do for you women? Well, estrogen progesterone is there for two reasons. One, to prepare you to have a baby. And two, to make you attractive enough to attract a mate. There's no point in if you can have a baby if you don't have a mate. So your testosterone and estrogen, which work together as a symphony, they increase until you can have a child. And then about age 35, nature says you can't have any more estrogen and progesterone. Because nature says that you have a greater chance of having a deformed, maybe Down syndrome baby. You know, in nature, if a lion has a deformed baby, that baby gets killed. Nature does not want a child to be born that's not perfect. So after 35, when your chance of having a baby that's not perfect happens, nature says you shouldn't have any more children. And so what nature does, it starts taking away the things that cause you to have a child. So your estrogen starts going down, but it gradually declines. Your progesterone falls off the cliff. And when that happens, you have a mismatch. And that mismatch is called estrogen dominance. And estrogen dominance is what gives you the hot flashes, the emotional lability, all the problems that you call hot with premenstrual syndrome. All right? Now, all we do is we take your progesterone, you bring it back up to match estrogen, and that corrects the problem. Well, the other things that happen, nature says, well, you know, just in case, we don't want you to make a mistake, so we're going to take away your attractiveness so you can't attract a mate. So therefore, your skin starts getting crepey looking. You lose that hourglass figure that you have, and now you become a rectangle. And that's because estrogen makes your collagen. And so as your estrogen starts going down, your collagen starts decreasing and your skin starts shrinking. And so you lose that nice skin texture that you have and that attractiveness that happened. Next, nature says, you know, that area down there that used to be nice and soft and that can accommodate anything you put in there. Nature says, well, we don't really want anything in there. So nature first starts decreasing your lubrication. So now it gets a little bit dry. And so you start hurting when you have sex. And then nature says, you know, let's not make it so flexible. Let's make it firmer. And pretty soon the opening gets stiff and hard and you cannot get anything in there. Or if you try, it's going to be very painful. So I tell my patients, there's only one reason why you want to optimize your estrogen progesterone after menopause. It is because you want to stay young and healthy and vibrant and sexy and looking good for your spouse. If that's not what you're interested in, then by all means, don't optimize your estrogen progesterone and you can just grow old like everyone does and lose all those functions. But that's estrogen progesterone. The other thing that you need to know about estrogen progesterone, they work together. Estrogen causes you to have heavy periods. Progesterone stops the bleeding. Estrogen causes you to bloat when you have a period. Progesterone stops the bloating. Estrogen causes you to gain weight during your period. Progesterone stops that. Estrogen causes your breasts to grow. Progesterone stops it. All right. So they work together. All right. Now, this myth about estrogen progesterone causing heart disease and breast cancer and colon cancer, that is synthetic estrogen and progesterone. Natural estrogen progesterone do not. They are protective for breast cancer, for colon cancer, and also for heart disease. Now, estrogen does have three types of estrogen. Estrogen 1, estrogen 2, and estrogen 3. Estrogen 1 is made mainly by fat. That's usually not the best estrogen for you. Estrogen 2, which is estradiol, that is what's made by the ovaries. And estrogen 3, which is the best estrogen, that's only a small amount of that is made. Estrogen 3 is very, very protective for breast cancer and colon cancer. And estradiol does have some pathways that it can go down that can increase your risk, but in general, there are three different pathways, and one and a half of those pathways are actually very, very protective pathways. So knowing about your estrogen progesterone is very, very helpful, and yes, estrogen does not cause heart disease unless it's the wrong kind of estrogen. All right? Next, thyroid. Your body has two organs of energy: your thyroid and your adrenals. Your adrenals make cortisol. That cortisol is your body's emergency energy. All right? But before we talk about it, I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. My phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, and all the other book outlets. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.facebook.com feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Today we are talking about all you need to know about hormones. We talked about testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and now we're about to talk about thyroid. So thyroid, your body makes thyroid hormone and adrenal hormone, which is cortisol. Cortisol is your body's emergency energy. That is the energy that gives you so that you can fight or run away from an attacker. So when you need emergency energy, your adrenal glands give you cortisol. Now, cortisol, when your body releases cortisol, it is for any stressor. So if you're under a lot of stress, your body thinks you're about to die, and your body therefore diverts all to save your life. So when your cortisol is activated, your body is like, it's like mom. If mom ain't happy, no one's happy. That's your cortisol. Once cortisol is activated, it says, I'm in charge. I control. My job is to protect your life, and nothing else matters except saving you. That's what happens when you're under stress. Right? So what happens then? Well, the body says, you know, I shouldn't be wasting energy on making testosterone or estrogen, progesterone, because guess what? You're not going to be having sex when you're under stress or your life is threatened. So your testosterone, your estrogen, progesterone, your growth hormone, they all decrease because you don't need it at this particular time because you are about to die. So when cortisol is activated, your body does whatever it takes to protect you, and so all your hormones go down. And so if we are optimizing hormones, until we fix your cortisol, giving you all the testosterone in the world, all the growth hormone in the world, all everything in the world won't matter until your stress hormone is addressed. All right? Your thyroid is your everyday energy. Now, I want you to understand something. Just because you fill your car up with gas doesn't mean your car drives. Right? Your car drives because you turn the key, you ignited the engine, and once you do that, your car starts burning fuel. If you take your foot off the brakes, the car will go forward, and if you stand behind the car, you'll be hot from the exhaust. Your thyroid hormone is your key. And your thyroid hormone has to enter every single cell in your body to give your cells the energy to do its job. That's how thyroid works. So let's take an example. Let's say that you go to your doctor and he does your TSH. TSH is thyroid stimulating hormone. And he tells you your TSH is normal. Well, your TSH is normal because your brain senses that your energy is okay. And so your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is low when your brain senses your energy is okay. If your brain senses your energy is not okay, your TSH is elevated. It's high. All right? Now, if you've had kids, you know that just because you tell your kids to clean up the room doesn't mean that your kids are going to clean up the room. Well, the same token, just because your brain tells your thyroid to make thyroid hormone doesn't mean that your thyroid is listening to you. So just because you have a high TSH level does not mean that your thyroid is doing its job. Or if the level is low, it doesn't mean that at all. It has no clue what's going on in your body because your thyroid gland has to decide whether it wants to make thyroid hormone. Now, the signal can come to the thyroid gland and it can say, you know what? I'm going to listen to the brain and make thyroid hormone. Or it can say, no, I'm not going to listen. Right? Let's say that your thyroid gland did listen and decided it was going to make thyroid hormone. Well, the thyroid gland can't make thyroid hormone if you don't give the thyroid gland the raw materials it needs. What are the raw materials? It needs minerals and vitamins. What are the minerals? To make thyroid hormone, you need iodine, you need zinc, you need magnesium, you need silicone. Those are the minerals. Let's say you're low in iodine and magnesium. guess what you're not going to make? Thyroid hormone. It also needs vitamins, vitamin B2, B6, and B12. If you're low in those B vitamins, guess what you're not going to make? You're not going to make thyroid hormone. So you need to make sure that you have the raw materials so that your thyroid can make the thyroid hormone. Now, after all of that, your thyroid then makes something called T4. That's thyroid with 4-iodine, which is not active, and T3, thyroid with 3-iodine, which is active. Unfortunately, the way your body works, 93% of the thyroid that's made is T4 not active. Only 7% is T3 active. So the 7% that's active has to enter every single cell in your body to activate your cells, turn the key on, and give the cells energy. All right? That's what has to happen. Now, we talked about testosterone. Testosterone converts T4, the inactive thyroid, into T3, the active thyroid. Now, when you go to your doctor and he gives you Synthroid or levothyroxine, your doctor is giving you T4, the inactive thyroid. And your body now has to convert that into T3, the active thyroid. Now, why don't they just give you T3 or armored thyroid, which is a combination of both? It's because of drug company. They give you T4, the inactive one. Now, does the doctor know how much of that T4 is going to be converted to T3? Not a clue. Do they test to see how much of it converts to T3? No, they don't. So why are they giving it to you? You ask them. Why are they giving it to you? But the things that convert T4, the inactive thyroid, into T3, the active thyroid, testosterone does that. Progesterone does that. A good estrogen-progesterone ratio does that. And if you have leaky gut, that doesn't do it. That makes it worse. And but 90% of people we check have leaky gut. So your body makes thyroid hormone, thyroid T3, the active thyroid, gets into the cells, activate the cells, so now the cells can function. Now let me give you an example of what that means. Let's say that, you know, in your body you have 100 trillion cells. And let's say you have 5 trillion brain cells. Alright? And let's say that your brain cells, half of them have T3 and the other half doesn't. All right. The half that has T3, when you listen and you learn something, the half that has the T3 puts the information in a nice drawer and stores it nicely away. The other half that doesn't have any T3 throws the information on the floor. All right. So the next day you say, you try to remember what you heard. The half that put it in the drawer gives you that information right away. You got it. The other half that threw it on the ground can't find it. Now you have brain fog from those. See, that's how important T3 is. Your immune system, those are cells. Guess what? If you don't have T3 in your immune cells, they can't fight anything. They can't fight a virus. So if you have a viral infection, it's instead of lasting 2 days, it will last 2 weeks. What about cancer? Well, if your immune system doesn't have T3, guess what? Those cells that mutate will then populate and grow and grow and grow. And now you have a tumor because your immune system did not have enough T3 to give them the energy to kill off the mutated cells. But it's not just your brain and your immune system. Your heart has cells. Your liver has cells. Your kidneys have cells. Your skin has cells. Your bones have cells. Your entire body has cells. And those cells all need free T3 to give them the energy to do their function. That's how important that is to you. Now, last I do want to talk to you about oxytocin. That's the cuddle hormone, the love hormone. Now, you get a lot of it when you have a baby, but if you can supplement that, it will help you in your relationship because it helps you cuddle. It helps you fall in love with that person that you fell in love once. If you increase your oxytocin, you are going to be much more pleasant, happier. You're relaxing. You want to be with your spouse, your mate. You want to be cuddling. You want to be together. It is really an incredible hormone to get. You don't want to take oxytocin when you're away from your spouse or your loved one because then you'll be a lot nicer to the people you're around. You know, let's say that you go to, you have in-laws coming over and your hubby is usually pretty grouchy. You give him some oxytocin, now he's a lot more nicer to your in-laws when they come home. So oxytocin is your cuddle, your love hormone, makes you feel great, it makes you love the people around you, and it just makes you a happier person. So, you know, today we talked about some of the hormones that what you need to know about these hormones. Just want to remind you, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all the other book outlets. You can also get on the internet at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call in for more information. Call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And I want you to know something. At our Wellness Aesthetic Medicine Center, we believe in everything that we do. There's nothing that we talk about that we don't do ourselves. We are full participant, so we participate in all the things that we are telling you. There's no point in me making you younger and healthier if I am not willing to make myself younger and healthier. And so I do the male things, and my female staff does the female things. So we are in board, and we know exactly what's going on because we are all participants in it. Thank you all very much. You all have a great evening.